Falcons keep the fire burning, managing excessive contact, and building a team behind the scenes. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Sustaining a legacy can be harder than building one, but at Constantine High School, that's the goal as the boys' basketball season opens this week. A year ago, the Falcons, on the shoulders of the now-graduated Joe Steiner and Cody Lay, did a complete turnaround, going from one win the previous season to a 21-3 record in a district title in 2014-15. The departed dynamic duo are replaced by a large group of returning juniors and seniors that give Constantine one of its tallest lineups in some time. And a 6'4" freshman named Seth Wright is expected to make an immediate contribution. Coach Chuck Frisbee told the MHSAA second half that his first order of business is to try and find the right balance with the group.
We'll have some more, we'll put some dribble drive type offense in this year as well, in addition to our Michigan offense that we use. So it's going to be a combination of those two this year.
You can read Wes Morgan's complete story on Constantine basketball and catch an accompanying video on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Mallory Barrett of Milford, who scored 22 points, pulled down 5 rebounds, and made 7 steals in a girls' basketball victory over Farmington last Friday. And Caitlin Gears of Kent City, who capped off a 23-point night against Muskegon last week with a game-ending layup to give the Eagles a 59-58 win over the Big Reds. Skipping meals will only hurt your performance, so be sure to eat regular meals and healthy snacks to fuel your body for every athletic event. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
The game of basketball is a game of finesse and skill. The basketball playing rules, emphasis and focus for this year, continues to work at getting the unnecessary rough and physical play out of the game of basketball. There are now 4 acts that will constitute an automatic foul when committed against the ball handler. These include when the defender places 2 hands on the dribbler, places an extended armbar on the dribbler, places and keeps a hand on the ball handler, and finally contacts the ball handler more than once with the same hand or alternating hands. Officials will deem these to be automatic fouls, and consistent enforcement will keep the game of basketball a game of skill, not brute force.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. A couple of weeks ago at Ford Field, 16 schools donned their uniforms to compete for MHSAA football titles. But behind the scenes in the press box, on the sidelines, and in the interview rooms were a number of other teams, proudly representing their schools, and like the players, using the games to help prepare themselves for the next level of life. For the past few years, the MHSAA, in cooperation with the Student Broadcast Foundation, has used the football finals weekend to help educate aspiring sports broadcasters. The Ford Field trip involves association members participating in the school broadcast program, the opportunity to cover the games, conduct interviews, call the action, and learn from the professional broadcasters present from the MHSAA Network and Fox Sports Detroit. A strong presence came this year from Montrose High School, the 2-time MHSAA School Broadcast Program of the Year, Davison High School, and Cedar Springs High School, schools which have become so proficient locally that they joined a number of National Federation of High School Association network crews a few weeks back to provide live coverage of 16 football semifinal games in a single day in the MHSAA playoffs despite blizzard conditions, and they came through the experience with flying colors. So a final hats off to our football champions and to all of those schools who also participated behind the scenes at Ford Field in a production capacity. If you want to get your school's games live on the internet and participate in the school broadcast program, it's free to join. Just give me a call at the MHSAA office. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.